She was one of the best-known suffragists of the early 20th century and is the only woman known to have died while pursuing the cause. A new documentary called Forward Into Light looks at Inez Milholland, who lived for a while and is buried in the Adirondacks. Writer and producer Martha Wheelock visited Lewis in Essex County recently and talks about her film.
Well, she's one of those unsung heroes that we should know. The most famous suffrage icon you never heard of, I always say. She's best known for the image that she presented in 1913 on a white horse leading the biggest suffrage march in Washington, D.C., where 8,000 women demanded their right to vote.
1913, Washington, D.C., the day before President Woodrow Wilson's inauguration. A massive spectacle of 8,000 women displaying their demand for the right to vote. The peaceful, dignified, colorful march is suddenly interrupted.
Men spat upon the women, slapped them in the face, tripped them, pelted them with cigar stubs, pulled them off floats, tore off their skirts, and cursed them. New York Times.
Now there appears a gallant figure out of the pressing throngs, a girl in white upon a white horse, dressed in flowing crusader's cloak, Inez Milholland. She courageously parts the way through the hordes of men and drives an opening for the marchers to continue. Hazel McKay.
The dignity of the marching women and the unruly behavior of the spectators creates press attention, public interest in the cause.
A quarter of a million spectators and another quarter of a million men came to see this march. And she was very dramatic on a white horse like a Joan of Arc leading the women up the Pennsylvania Avenue. Before that, she was a lawyer. She'd gotten her law degree at NYU after three colleges rejected her because she was a woman. She was a graduate of Vassar, where she was an outstanding student, athlete, and dramatist. And she made a lot of headway in her issues because she was beautiful. She was passionate and she was intellectual.
Do you see any sort of dichotomy in the fact that she was considered the beautiful suffragist as she fought for equal rights and having that caveat of beautiful? To get her point across.
That's a great question. She said, I'm going to use this for the greater good. But she actually milked it a lot, and then they would hear the message. She felt bad about that. Absolutely. She wrote about it, how uncomfortable she felt. But she knew she was working for something bigger than herself.
She was influenced, as I understand it, by her father. So it wasn't necessarily all men that were against what she was doing.
No, right. Her father taught her political issues. He's from Lewis, New York. He was a philanthropist as well as one of the founders with Inez of the NAACP. He was more or less a socialist. He built a house in Lewis called Meadowmount, which had 34 bedrooms in it, where he wanted to bring poor kids from Brooklyn to have a feeling of country. He was always cutting edge, very religious man, but always very cutting edge in terms of his political and progressive views. And he gave that to his two daughters and his son. I think Inez had it in her blood from the very beginning and then fostered it by a good education. She also was in England, worked with the English suffragists.
Did you know about her a long time ago, or did you discover her shortly before you made the documentary?
I never knew that there was a person, there was a woman who died for my right to vote. And she dies in 1916, 100 years ago, because she went through the Western states urging the women who could vote. There were 11 states in the West where the women could vote. She went through those nine states giving 50 speeches in 24 days, and she became very ill. And she collapses in Los Angeles on October 24th, 1916.
Elegant, even in her illness, Inez speaks ardently with fiery logic.
President Wilson, how long must women wait for liberty?
In the middle of this intense sentence, this remarkable woman crumpled up like a wilted white rose and lay stark upon the platform. Los Angeles Times.
Inez Milholland dies 3 weeks later in Los Angeles at the tender age of 30.
3 years later, women won the right to vote.
The documentary is being distributed free of charge. Information is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.